Christmas trees going fast. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mannix. Want a real Christmas tree this year? You better start hunting now. Gary Crawford has more.
Last year, partly because of the pandemic, we saw far more people going out to buy a real Christmas tree, many for the first time and for different reasons.
So it just kind of feels like home again.
It's the first time we've ever cut our own Christmas tree, yeah.
The nostalgia of a real tree is one thing, and the smell of it.
Yeah, more Christmas spirit.
Many tree lots and farms sold out of trees last year, which hardly ever happens. So what about this year?
I think it will look a lot like last year.
Oh, that's Tim O'Connor. He helps run the National Christmas Tree Association. He told us that tree supplies this year will once again be limited, and it's not so much so-called supply chain issues. It's mainly just supply. Now, remember, it takes 7 to 10 years to grow a tree to a sellable size, and starting about 15 years ago, demand for real Christmas trees was declining, artificial tree sales going up, and Christmas tree growers were stuck with millions of trees they couldn't sell. So, tree growers began cutting back on planting trees, but they didn't see, nobody saw, what was coming. First, a changing consumer base that appreciated real trees, and COVID, which, as you heard, has brought about a sudden and strong desire for traditional things like real Christmas trees. But because growers cut back on plantings 10 to 12 years ago, the supply of market-ready trees now is limited. And in fact, for the first time in years,
every grower who has trees to sell as a wholesale business, that they cut trees, load them on trucks, and send them to somebody else who's going to sell them to consumers, has sold every tree they had available.
So his advice to those of us who haven't gone out and gotten our tree yet?
Get out there and shop early.
So how much more will we probably have to pay for our tree this year?
In the neighborhood of a 10% price increase this year.
Not too bad. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mannix.